handicapped by the farmer's chair, muse at his knee for dainty fare. Old Rover in his moss-green house mumbles a bone and barks at a mouse. In the dewy fields the cattle lie, chewing the cud neath the fading sky. Dobbin at manger pulls his hay. Gone is another summer's day. Words with music. When a dream is born in you with a sudden, clamorous pain. When you know the dream is true and lovely, with no flaw nor stain. Oh, then be careful, or with sudden clutch, you'll hurt the delicate thing you prize so much. Dreams are like a bird that mocks, flirting the feathers of his tail. When you seize a salt box, over the hedge, you'll see him sail. Old birds are neither caught with salt nor chaff. They watch you from the apple bough and laugh. Poet, never chase the dream. Laugh yourself and turn away. Mask your hunger. Let it seem small matter if you come or stay. But when he nestles in your hand at last, close up your fingers tight and hold him fast. When Bill was a lad, he was terribly bad. He worried his parents a lot. He'd lie and he'd swear and pull little girls' hair. His boyhood was not but a blot. At play and in school, he would fracture each rule in mischief from autumn to spring. And the villagers knew when to manhood he grew, he would never amount to a thing. When Jim was a child, he was not very wild. He was known as a good little boy. He was honest and bright, and the teacher's delight. To his mother and father, a joy. All the neighbors were sure that his virtue'd endure, that his life would be free of a spot. They were certain that Jim had a great head on him, and that Jim would amount to a lot. And Jim grew to manhood and honor and fame, and bears a good name. While Bill is shut up in a dark prison cell. Well, you never can tell. Like an ivory bugle in the naked frosty blue. And the gills of the forest, already blackened by winter, are blackened anew. The brooks that cut up and increase the forest, as if they had never known the sun, are roaring with black hollow voices betwixt rage and a moan. But still the caravan hut by the hollies, like a kingfisher, gleams between. Round the mossed old hearths of the charcoal burners, first primroses ask to be seen. The charcoal burners are black, but their linen blows white on the line, and white the letter the girl is reading under that crescent vine. And her brother, who hides apart in a thicket, slowly and surely playing on a whistle an olden nursery melody, says far more than I am saying. have been listening to Words with Music. Bob Mitchell was at the organ, and this is the Armed Forces Radio Service.